You know, books are the way that I learn. I read about a book a week, and I'm just always learning how to scale my business, how to grow, how to all those things, grow as a leader through books. But then we believe that books change lives, right? Like, they change the life of the author and the reader. So it's just something I'm super passionate about. And I talk about leveraged impact all the time, and just the ability to crystallize information into a book, and that book can impact thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person, Anik Singhal, back with another Fighting Entrepreneur episode. Now, I don't know in what order you're watching, but in the order of filming, I'm back in my studio. Yay! We wiped everything down. There is no corona in this studio. I can certify that. I'm really excited. We got an amazing guest today, and I am going to grill this guest because, for personal reasons, I want to learn a lot. And so rather than me have a private conversation with him, we're going to film it. And so you can take benefit of it. How to grow a business from zero to 20 million in 5.5 years. Not a bad thing. Zero to 20 million. And I happen to just know, because he publishes all his data, is that that's a ridiculous profit margin. He's making really good money. And I just happen to know this because he publishes everything. He like literally says everything that's going on in his business publicly, which is fun. I love reading his posts. Before we go and I talk about him and we get into the episode, learn.com, LURN.com. Are you a member? Got over 410,000 members now. We're marching our way to 10 million. Some big features coming out in Learn soon. You got to be a member. Come on, it's free. LURN.com. We've got tons of courses, amazing resources, and more things coming out. Many that are free, by the way. So LURN.com. Either be a part of the movement or move aside and watch it walk right by you. You choose. Now, also, AnikPodcast.com. Binge listen to all of our amazing episodes. AnikPodcast.com. Go and listen to everything. Seriously, stop Netflix, stop Hulu. That's where you want to be binging. AnikPodcast.com. Last but not least, if you're on YouTube, subscribe, leave a comment, click the bell icon, click the thumbs up icon. All right, I gave you a lot of things to do. So now that I asked you for a bunch of stuff, let me give you value. Let our guest give you value. Our guest today is Chandler Bolt. Now, you probably have already seen him because he's been all over the place. I've seen him speak at some of the biggest stages for some of the biggest companies. He's been on tons of amazing podcasts. I've known of him for years, but actually we haven't spoken at this point now, maybe 6-7 years. We've been catching up every now and then on Messenger, but I've watched him build self-publishing school. And today he's going to reveal 0 to 20 million in 5.5 years. Inc. 5000 company, 3 years in a row. He is the CEO and founder of this. Here's what I'm going to say. One of the things I've loved watching about him, and he doesn't even know this, so he's getting a chance to hear it, consistency. The man is consistent, persistent, and calculated. One of the most that I see in our industry. I'm not, by the way. I'm a gunslinger. I don't know what I'm doing half the time. I change plans half the time. I run this way. I run that way. I backflip. I do things wrong. I burn a bunch of money. I make a bunch of money. That's just my style. I'm a little crazy. And I'm sure Chandler's out there testing a ton of stuff. And man, he keeps a composed look and feel on the outside. I just see him march along. So Chandler, I am excited to dive deep into your stuff. Thank you so much for being on this podcast today.
Yeah, I really appreciate the kind words, and I'm excited and really great to be here.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Well, you know, Chandler, we got to start with the oath. We can't forget that. I don't know if you know what it is, but you'll experience it. Now, if you want to raise your right hand and repeat after me, I, Chandler Bolt. I'm just going to say he's already not following instructions. I, Chandler Bolt, do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my business building secrets.
And reveal all my business building secrets.
Sweet. It's on the record. Now we can get him for perjury if he lies to us. So listen, man, it's awesome. We don't do a lot of story on this podcast. We're really tactical, but I actually don't know your story. And I'm actually genuinely curious. So in 3, 4, 5 minutes, how did you become Mr. Self-Publishing? Like, seriously, in this industry, if someone thinks about self-publishing, it's like your name comes right up. Where did you come from? How did you fall into this line of business? And then we're going to talk about your business.
Yeah, so I mean, kind of blue collar kid from the middle of nowhere, South Carolina, that sea level English student, ADHD college dropout, that is the last person on earth to, that people would predict to write a book, but ended up writing and publishing a book and ended up doing multiple books. The books did really well. I've been doing businesses since I was in high school, really. I was in Boy Scouts growing up, and my mom sent me to scout camp with a bunch of snacks, and I came back with a bunch of money and a switchblade because I sold all my snacks at scout camp. And that's when she was like, I think this kid's going to be an entrepreneur. So I've been doing businesses since high school and through college. So through Student Painters, which is a pretty awesome organization. They teach you how to run a business by running a house painting company. So I ran like mostly construction businesses growing up. And house painting, landscape and lawn care and pressure washing, like stuff like that. And then did a bunch of books. People started asking, hey, how are you doing that? And it's kind of like one of those things where, you know, somebody can only smack you in the face so many times before you turn around and look. And you turn around and look, and there's a bunch of people lined up there wanting to learn that thing. And that thing just happened to be books. And I'm super passionate about books. And I went from someone who hated writing and hated reading to I love both. And books are the way that I learn. I read about a book a week, and I'm just always learning how to scale my business, how to grow, how to all those things, grow as a leader through books. But then we believe that books change lives, right? Like they change the life of the author and the reader. So it's just something I'm super passionate about. And you know, I talk about leveraged impact all the time and just the ability to crystallize information into a book. And that book can impact thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people. And you know, people are always asking for a mentor. Or how do I find a mentor, stuff like that. It's like the smartest, most successful people on the planet have written a book on all of the best things that they know. And for $15 in a few hours, you can buy it and you can read it. And so I don't know, I'm going on a soapbox here, but I'm super passionate about books. So we help people grow their business through books. And that's what we do all day, every day.
That's awesome, man. What a killer story. And I love how organic it is. I didn't know that you're from South Carolina, but now that you said it, you got a little bit of a Sweet Home Alabama thing going on there. There's an accent there for sure.
See, I say I have an accent, but I go home and everyone's like, boy, you ain't got an accent. And I've been out in California long enough that I think that with every passing day, the accent goes away, but it's definitely there. And to the point where Siri doesn't always understand me.
The only reason I even know that analogy is because that's like one of my wife's favorite movies. I've had to watch it like four times, so. So that sounded like a great place to slide that in. So awesome. Hey, listen, so let's talk about your business, how you've grown it. Rather than talk about the history of what you did and how you did it, I think we jump forward and talk about what it's doing today. Because obviously, you know, you grew it from 0 to 20 million in 5.5 years. That means the last 5 years, you were learning how to do it. And the last half of the year, you've like really perfected it. So I want to start with round one. And round one, let's talk about your offer, your funnel. What is it? What does self-publishing school offer? And by the way, for everyone who's listening, the first half of this episode is more for me because I really want to learn from Chandler. You guys know I love using these as consultation episodes. The second half is going to be all for you because there is no one better to teach you how to build a business and blow up a business using books than Chandler. And if you were wondering whether I believe in the power of writing a book, I have more than I know what to do with. Every single one of these books, by the way, that I've written, every one is a 7-figure book. It's made me 7 figures. So you need to understand something. If you're sitting and waiting to write a business, start a business, this is the best business card you'll ever write. And when you do it the way that I teach, and guess what? The way Chandler teaches, because I went and looked at his training, we both are on the same page. He's got a lot better teaching on this. If you do it the way he teaches you, you'll get a book done in no time, matter of hours, if not a couple of days or whatever, and you're in business. So, Chandler, round one, let's talk about your funnel. Today as it is, what do you offer? What are your products and what does a funnel look like?
Yeah, so I mean, main products, so we're an online education company. We help people go from blank page to published author in as little as 90 days, use that book to get more leads, sales, and referrals for their business. So our core, at our core, we help people publish books. And so, you know, that's typically between $4,000 to $7,000 is the price point there. And we've got a nonfiction program, we've got a fiction program, and we've got a children's book program. Those are kind of the main things that we do. And it's a combo of like course plus coaching plus Rolodex of outsourcers. So like we have cover designers, we have editors, we have formatters, we have all that stuff. So our goal in a lot of ways is to save people the money that they pay us just in the cost of producing the book, just in the cost of a bunch of that stuff and time that they're going to save and all that. But fundamentally, like we look at an offer or a course or a whatever, like it's, we talk about like the four P's of a good offer, but really it's like, what's the promise that we're helping people achieve? And then what are the milestones that help them get there? And so, you know, for writing a book, like that's our core bread and butter. Well, the milestones are, you know, maybe it's your mind map and outline, your rough draft, book production, launch, all that stuff. And so we just really, all the stuff that we have supports those milestones. So we have group coaching calls. I mean, over the course of a year, when someone's working with us, they've got access to hundreds of group coaching calls. All of those are specific to the milestones. The course content specific to the milestones. The one-on-one coaching calls with our coaches specific to milestones. So like really it's milestones at the front of the business. So that's kind of the core offer. We also have like PR and speaking for authors, course building for authors. We've got kind of like a couple other core products, the Sell More Books program. But like those are the main things. And certainly like our bread and butter has always been using books to grow businesses. And for us, that usually starts with helping people get their book published and doing it the right way. And then key funnels, like we practice what we preach. So, I mean, free plus shipping book funnel is one of our best converting funnels, and that works really well. Also webinars. I know you're a big fan of webinars and you do an unbelievable job at webinars. And every time I see your webinar stats, I'm just like, holy crap, how is this guy getting so many people to show up to webinars? But you know, so webinars are a huge part of our business as well. And so we teach through webinars. And so those are our main funnels, different traffic channels, Facebook and YouTube ads, organic content, books as part of that content. I do a decent amount of speaking. And so that helps. Certainly. And so like, and then affiliate stuff, some, so like those are probably our main.
Got it. So let's talk about your webinar funnel. I'll pick on that cause I love webinars. So someone comes in, we'll talk about traffic in kind of the next round, but let's just say you got the click, they land on a page, you offer them a workshop. Do you offer a free book or a free giveaway if they like sign up? Is there a bribe to get in?
Yeah, there's usually a free book either attached to the sign up or attached to the attendance. And so we have, you know, that really helps the perceived value because some people say, hey, I want a free copy of Chandler's book published. I'll register for the webinar just to get that. And I may or may not catch the replay. So it just helps keep our ad costs down. But then also I'm big on using webinar workbooks. I think it's underutilized. And so having people download and print out a workbook ahead of time, I think is super important. And because then people might register and not see any of the notifications or not see anything. But I'm just a big fan of like, hey, print this out like on the thank you page. And so now I'm in their home and they're going to, so I'm kind of more top of mind. And I also use that in the presentation. So one of the core parts of my presentation for the getting a book done is I'll walk them through a mind map. And we get started on it in the presentation. And so for a lot of people, like their book idea just comes to life in the presentation. Mm-hmm. And so they've got our kind of mind map that's printed out. And then at the bottom, it's like, hey, make a bunch of progress. Click here to book a call. Well, they can't click the paper, but like go here to book the call or book a call with the team. And let's talk about how you can get this book done. So it's just another conversion mechanism built into the webinar and while also helping people make progress on the webinar.
Awesome. All right. So I love that tip, by the way. Did everyone catch that? I've never heard it before. And I literally live in the world of webinars. That was really cool. So do create a engagement-based webinar where you're actually having them do stuff. I was just filming right before we started filming with Pete Vargas III. And he talked about how in his virtual summit, he sent people physical packages to their homes with worksheets and things that they needed to be preparing to do for the virtual summit. And of course, I was like, dang, I wish I knew that for Webinar Confidential. You've done a miniature version of that for webinars. How long have you been doing that? It's a really cool idea.
Yeah. Oh man, we've been doing that for probably a couple of years, and Pete's a good friend of mine. I learn a lot from Pete as well, and we do stuff like that with new customers, of like sending them welcome kits and welcome packs and stuff like that.
I have yours sitting in my office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Broke it apart, hacked the crap out of it, made videos, told my team, I'm like, hey, price this. I want to create something like this for our guys. It's awesome.
That's really nice. Part of the reason I sent it to you. I thought you might like,
Yeah, no, I really like it. It's awesome. Okay. So you send this worksheet, you got them getting ready. I'm going to assume you're using Evergreen software to run the webinar kind of on autopilot. So, okay. How long's your webinar presentation roughly?
Yeah, roughly, I think all in, it's about 70 to 78 minutes. You know, you've got five-minute intro welcome. You've got 40 minutes content. You've got 5 to 15 minutes of pitch, and then 5 to 10 Q&A. That's kind of the general.
Got it. And for you, I happen to know this because I've watched your webinar. At the end, you're not selling something. There's no credit card to pull out and course to buy. You're asking them to set up essentially a call with an advisor to someone to talk to see if they're a fit that'll walk them through it. A sales call, essentially, but an advisory call. Yeah. That's correct, right? That's how you do it?
Yeah. We call them strategy calls or breakthrough calls. And essentially the purpose of those is 45 to 60 minute call. The goal is to talk about their goals for their book, their challenges with their book, and then their next steps. And obviously the next steps, that's where we can prescribe if they're a fit and if they qualify to work with us, we can say, hey, here's what that looks like. And we can walk through and roll on the call and that sort of thing.
Love it. All right. Let's talk some numbers. Numbers will be round two. So I'm going to change my mind. So now, so that call is booked, to get on the phone. We'll come back and we'll talk some numbers. Let's go talk funnel number two, because I'm also a really big fan of the free plus shipping and handling. I've done, probably a couple hundred thousand book sales. I think the only thing I fell out of love with that funnel was fulfillment. Bit of a pain when you're selling in volume. You know, some people don't get it and then they just create a fuss. But okay, your funnel, free plus shipping and handling, typical sales page, video on top, scroll to the bottom. Click a button, shipping and handling is what, $7, $8, somewhere around there?
Yeah, $7.99. It's usually a two-step order form. We use ClickFunnels for that funnel because they just have a pretty solid out-of-the-box.
Yeah, it's already working.
It's great, but like literally the only reason that we have ClickFunnels is just to run that free plus shipping book funnel. So it's two-step order form so that we've got the abandoned cart sequence. We've got... you're capturing email, address, et cetera. And then on the second step, you're capturing credit card information. You've got an order form bump, which kind of varies. It might be a book outline challenge, which is something that we have. It might be for some people, a lot of people I recommend an audiobook, PDF, and bonus resource or something so that they can instantly get it. You know, it's anywhere from a $27 to $47 order form bump. And then I've went through and reviewed pretty much all the free plus, or not all of them, but a lot of them, like Russell Brunson's, Tony Robbins, Ryan Levesque, Perry Marshall. He likes to do the penny book offer for his 80-20 sales and marketing. But I mean, typically the process that people follow is you've got two-step order form, most likely. You've got an order form bump. This is all stuff you already know. You got the order form bump. You've got a one-time offer on kind of like as the thank you page, then maybe a one-time offer number two, and then a thank you page, which might have viral loops like referrals or shares or signing up for affiliate program, or even might branch out into other free plus shipping funnels that you might have. But that's kind of the typical free plus shipping funnel setup.
And then how's the monetization work after that? Is your goal still to get them into your coaching programs? How do you get them from a free book funnel into, I'm going to guess that's still your goal, to get them into coaching?
Yeah, 100%. And ours are pretty non-traditional. So like, I'll just say it with a big asterisk, is that like this, there's a decent chance this might not work for a lot of people. And we're really good at phone sales. And that's kind of one of our strengths as a business. So ours is more of a, let's self-liquidate the traffic a little bit, but then let's go to a phone call if you're serious. And and sign up for the coaching program. And then if not, great, you're going to get the book, read the book. And within the next year, there's a decent chance that you're going to book a call when you're ready to roll. Because the book is kind of like this thing that people are like, hey, maybe someday. And then someday comes and they've got the book and they're reading through the book and then they book a call with the sales team. So I like it for the fact that, like, you know, we have a list of buyers instead of a list of subscribers. So all those folks have their credit card on file. We're getting this, I mean, you know, we've got, who even knows how many copies of this book out in the wild, that, you know, for, and this is kind of what we teach. Like, this is a glorified business card, right? But it's also a referral tool. So now these books are sitting in people's houses. And when someone else says, oh, hey, I saw you, you know, I'm at your office or I'm at your house or I'm at whatever, and I see this, I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. I've always thought about writing a book. And it's like, oh, well, I haven't read it yet, but do you want it? You know, so we're like, we're enabling people to actively refer. So kind of like turning customers into.
Where in the process do you ask for the call then? Do you do it right on the thank you page after they're done buying, or do you wait?
Personally, yeah.
Right on the thank you page.
Well, it's a simple frame up is you know, on thank you page via video, it's like, hey, thanks so much for getting your copy of Published. I'm super excited. You're going to love this. It's going to give you a 10,000 foot view of the process we teach here at Self-Publishing School. And we're going to ship this ASAP. It'll be to you within a couple of weeks. Now, and I'm like, now here's the thing. A lot of you are overachievers or like you want to get started now. Well, there's two things that the book can't do. Like, the book can't help you starting right now, and the book can't talk to you and personalize a solution for your individual needs. So if you're someone who's like, I'm ready to roll and I want kind of a more custom strategy put together, scroll below this video, book a call with the team. Let's talk about your goals for your book, your challenges with your book, and your next steps. So how do you get this thing done? If you're ready to roll, scroll. So this is like kind of polarizing a little bit, where it's just like, hey, if you're a maybe someday, like, I'll wait for the book, it's all good, I'm not writing the book till next year anyway, perfect, enjoy the book, you're going to love it. If not, like, book a call with the team and let's chat. And then that's kind of awesome. It's pretty simple.
All right. Well, there we go. We got the two funnels outlined. Let's move right along into round number two. So round number two, data. We'll go through this round real quick. And so let's go to the webinar funnel real quick. On average, do you know about what you pay for a WebReg?
Oh, man. I want to say it's like $13 to $20.
Okay. And then what does that back out into as far as cost per call booked?
Yeah,
like, great question. At the end of the webinar.
Yeah, our sweet spot is $150 to $250 per call booked.
That's awesome. I'm really glad you're sharing this, man, because there are so many people out there that share a bunch of, excuse my language, B freaking S. I'm so tired of seeing the people that are like, I get calls booked for $6. It's like, well, fudge, you're getting a horrific call. Yeah, exactly. Yes, you're spending, you're targeting like that many people that are like warm and hot and ready. And like, you know, they've been to your house 15 times and they're your neighbors. And like, guys, if you're going to do, yeah, exactly. Here's the real. This is coming from me and Chandler, because I know he does it in scale. That's his number one funnel. I've done it at scale. If you want to do the phone sales business model, it's amazing. It's awesome. If you want to sell coaching, you can do it at scale. You're going to spend $100+ per call booked, and that's fine. You're going to make ridiculous money. Please be a little wary of what you see out there and ask the question. If someone does tell you, we get calls booked for $5, $10, $20, $40, $50 even, ask the question, to what volume?
How many and over what time frame? Yes. And is that your rolling 12-month average?
Yeah.
Or is that your best ever? Because I 100% agree with you, Onik. Like, I think it's one of the biggest problems with this industry is people take their best ever numbers and they're like, and then they say, oh, cool. So we're on track to have an X $X million year. It's like, well, you did $1 million in a month one time ever. It was 9 months ago. You had a huge launch that was really actually 6 months of your time working up to that big launch. So you really did $1 million over 6 months. You haven't done it again since. You're not going to do it again since unless you spend 9 months working up to that thing. So just like, and honestly, any numbers I see, I don't believe them.
And the profit on the million was like $100,000, maybe, if they were lucky. There's a reason why. I mean, even I'm at the launch business. It's just not fun. Media buying, fun as crap. Make money all the time. Yeah. All right, before we go into a digression about our our disappointments in our industry, which I'm sure we could have a whole separate episode about. You and I seem to be on the same page with that. So $150 to $250 per call booked. Let's say you had 10 calls booked. What's your usual show rate? I want everyone to know the fact that not everyone shows up for these calls. They book them and then they disappear.
Yeah, I don't have show rate per traffic source, but general show rate would be anywhere between 70 to 90% typically.
Wow. Good.
I can tell you that we used to get 70%, and I can tell you also Chandler will get higher because his topic is much more specific. Our topic was much more general, was much more start of business. This is like write a book. That's a serious person. And what about close rate? So out of, let's say you guys get on a 10 calls, what do you anticipate? What do you expect to see from your guys?
Yeah, I mean, 20 to 32.5% typically.
Dang.
Seasoned sales reps will be at, you know, maybe 26 to 32, 35% at the most. And the newer reps will be between 20 and 25%. I think our team-wide average is, I think last month's team-wide average was 26%. 27.5, I think, is our green line. Like, okay, we want to be above that and stay above that. But yeah.
So you're sitting on if you spent $150 to get a lead, if I'm doing math real quick, you're making about $700-$800 per lead in revenue, most likely. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right. I don't know that specific stat, but
yeah, it would be about, I 5X'd it. That made room for no show rate and made room for, you know, about 20-25% close rate. So for everyone listening, the reason I wanted to get into the data is because Chandler obviously is very good at it. That close rate is awesome. He's got a killer team back there. And if you're just starting in it, you're not going to have a killer team. He's been doing it for 5 years. It takes time. But what if you do half as good as him? You're still making a ton of money. Like, the model works and there's a reason why so many do it. It's just, it takes time to set it up and there's humans involved in it. Unlike a lot of other business models out there, there's humans involved because there's people on the phone talking and you got to go through that. Awesome. Great data. Let's talk about on the other side, the free plus shipping and handling. Do you have any data there? Like cost, what average you spend cost per acquisition of a book sale or,
you know? Oh man, I'm a little rusty on this data. I've got really good people on the team that pay attention to this.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
I want to say it's maybe, oh man, I don't want to misquote, but I want to say it's maybe $50 to $100 a book. So it's not cheap.
Well, let me ask a more general question. Let me ask a more general question because the specifics may not be as important. Do you lose money? Is it a loss leader for you? So by the time they're done through your funnel, are you negative, break even, or profitable before you get the phone booking? Before you get the phone booking.
Pre-phone booking. So we're not quite self-liquidating pre-phone booking.
Another important thing that I wanted to just let everyone know, again, in volume. Yes, I know many people that are selling books, 10 books a day and profitable on the funnel. But if you want to sell 100 or 200 a day, it's really hard to do. You're going to have a loss leader. So you need to have a back end. And that back end should be a high ticket. It could be a 997 webinar. It doesn't have to be a phone sale, but it should be 997 or more. And it should be sold in a webinar or on a live person talking. That's what I found. So awesome. Chandler, superb. Round number three. Traffic. Let's talk traffic. You mentioned you stage speak, you podcast speak. I've actually noticed you've really upped that over the last year and a half or 2 years, but surely that's not most of your revenue. It's got to be coming from us. What are the traffic sources you're getting most of your traffic from?
So I look at it in buckets. There's paid, which is definitely our biggest bucket. So Facebook, YouTube, we're testing some LinkedIn stuff and we'd like to do some test sales. Oh, and AdWords. Paid is number one. I would say there's content. So organic traffic, content, stuff like that. There's speaking. Well, there's affiliates and then there's speaking and podcasts. So I would look at that. Like, those are probably the biggest ones. And then we own selfpublishing.com. So that I would put that in the content bucket. And that certainly is like a top of funnel, like brings people into the ecosystem. And then early days, it was, that pie chart was significantly affiliates, and that's how we got our quick start. And then that almost gives you like the air cover to build out real funnels, build out real, build out content, build out paid, get good at paid and not, not have to be solely reliant on that. And I feel like we swung the pendulum too far the other way, which was we were way too reliant on paid. And especially with stuff like Facebook ad costs, I know you've probably seen this as well, which is, you know, like your costs just go up, competition gets higher, and it's not a defensible moat. You're only as good as your latest ad campaign. So that's what I've been kind of thinking through is like, okay, taking a lot of, I know you were talking about speaking with Pete Vargas, like implementing a lot of what he teaches on the speaking side of things. And we went from, in 2018 was the first year I started speaking, and that was $1 million customer acquisition channel for us that year.
Wow.
And so we started building, and obviously it's down this year so we've pivoted in COVID. And so in-person stages is pretty way down, but we've just pivoted a lot of that to affiliate webinars and stuff like that, and doing more podcasts. And so that's been kind of how we've pivoted amongst all that.
Awesome. Between Facebook or Google, Facebook or YouTube, do you prefer one or the other? Do you have like a leaning tower right now of where your spend goes?
For our market, it's Facebook. But I will say, I know that right now we're looking at more YouTube stuff, and we've done YouTube organic stuff. It's growing pretty decent. I think we're at about 36,000 subscribers or so there. But then YouTube paid, I think we're looking to scale some of that. And we've seen decent stuff. It's just for us, our avatar isn't as much on YouTube. So if you're selling to a demographic that's mostly younger dudes, like you're definitely like YouTube is going to do well, or younger people in general. And if you're selling a low ticket product or a low ticket e-commerce product or stuff like that, I've seen that work significantly better than say like a higher ticket product to older people. It just doesn't work nearly as well from what I've seen.
So you won't be dancing on TikTok anytime soon for traffic?
Absolutely not.
No, you're not gonna be a savage. You're not gonna be a TikTok savage.
No, I think people make fun of me because I'm like an old millennial, but like I'm literally only on Facebook. Like I don't have Instagram. I don't have Twitter. I don't have TikTok. I don't have any of that stuff because I'm ADHD, right? Like I know when I need to focus, and I feel like that some of that stuff will come and go. And maybe not, like, you know, everyone's going crazy about TikTok like they were Snapchat when Gary Vee was talking about that years ago. And it's just like, okay, cool. It's a big pop, and then it levels out pretty significantly.
Is Snapchat still around?
That's a genuine question. I really don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, obviously, Insta Stories, just that was Facebook dropping an atomic bomb when Snapchat said, we will not sell to you. And so that was kind of a big middle finger from Zuck. But I, from what I understand, is they've still got decent traction, and they're trying to figure out the ad platform and all that stuff.
Very cool. So everyone, I mean, you hear it, it's pretty straightforward. It's a consistent theme. I love asking our guests, where do you get your traffic from? They say Facebook, YouTube, most of it. And then still we have so many people out there saying, what's the secret for traffic? It's like Facebook, YouTube. I think that's what it is. You got to figure the funnel out. That's the part that makes the difference. Once you have a converting funnel, you can throw traffic is the easy part. That's what I found. And being a copywriter, I know it's easy for me to say that, but you're hearing it from Chandler as well. And he's backing me up on that. Powerful stuff. Chandler, it's pretty crazy, but that's really simple, man. You're not like Superman breaking through kryptonite. I mean, you're running. I love the simplicity of it. You got two funnels. You got traffic sources. You got your back-end coaching program, which is where you want everyone to land up. You said yourself, I grow 30-40% a year, and you're strategic about where you want to go the next move, but you're not out there taking on, I got to do this now, I got to do this now, I'm going to go here now, I'm going to go here. Is that conscious? Do you consciously do that? Like, are you actively saying, Chandler, no,
we're going to stay on my point? Gosh, yes. I mentioned this. I mean, ADHD, like, I think almost I have to focus as a byproduct of just like to be able to keep my head on straight. And when I got too many things going on, like it just, I just get a little bit overwhelmed. So it's definitely on purpose. And these are really like two of my favorite questions is how can we make this more simple and how can we do more of what's working? and I think entrepreneurs, two favorite questions are what's new and what's next. And I can't tell you how many times I'll talk to someone catching up and they're like, cool, what's new or what's next? And I'm like, Not much. Just doing a whole lot more of what we were doing, but better and more of it. and so constantly trying to simplify.
I would have said entrepreneurs, two questions are what's new and how do we make it bigger? Like, I feel like that's all they would ask. And it's funny, I want to back you up on that because even me, I feel like this year I've pulled back and wanted to simplify certain things and empower the team more. But my life has become a lot simpler and a lot easier, and the business is blowing up for it. It's really taken off. So there's something there. For those of you who don't follow Chandler's personal Facebook page, I don't even know if you can. Maybe you can stalk him there. It's really cool. He posts every month what his goals are. It's like scribbled down on a piece of paper. It's simple. It's not like some fancy app or whatever. The guy takes a piece of paper. Are you going to show it to us? There you go, right there. Writes it, crosses it off, and at the end of the month, he'll post a picture of it, and sometimes he doesn't hit all of them, and he'll just be like, damn it, I didn't hit this, I didn't hit that. And it's always just three things. Is that what you focus on?
Yeah, typically. I mean, I usually have a reading goal, which might be the fourth, like read four books. That's.
But again, simplicity there. And there's some really strong power in that. So I wanted to highlight that because I kind of envy that. I'm not quite that simple yet, but I'll get there. I'll get there. It just seems easier. It seems like life is easier when you simplify it like that. Hey, let's shift gears now. I want to talk about what you teach students, how you teach them to write a book. You obviously feel like books are very important. Both the funnels you shared with us for your business that you grew from 0 to 20 had books involved, right? Someone is listening right now who may not have a book, who may not have a business, but they're looking to start one. What would you say to them? Walk them through the process. Why is a book the thing they should do right now? Is a book the thing they should do right now? Or should they do something else first and then come write the book?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously biased, but I think a book is the best first step for most people. You know, you can't spell the word authority without the word author. And so if you want to become an authority on something, you first need to, in my opinion, become an author on that topic. And so for me, a book just represented the first thing that I did that like I completed it. I published it. Oh my gosh, it's making money. Like I'm it was true passive income for me. It's like, hey, cool. You know, my results are definitely not typical, but like I was making a few $1,000 a month with my first book. And I always say like, hey, if you just do work once and let's say a year from now, it sells 100 copies in a random month. Well, that's like, you know, $50 or $100 or whatever. And like for most people that there's nothing else that you can do that's like truly passive like that. And so it just kind of feels good to have that win of like, I did this thing. It actually happened. I'm not crazy, you know, trying to do all these businesses that just keep failing and failing and failing and failing. But like I did it, it's in my hands. And now I can level up. Right. And it's a confidence booster. And so I always say that a book is kind of like a key that opens the door to Narnia. If you're familiar with Chronicles of Narnia, it's like, you know, this magical world that exists for published authors. And so, so that's kind of like the why, but then the what, so there's the idea, there's draft, there's publish. I mean, that's kind of like the three to in its simplest form. And so the idea, if you're a business owner or aspiring business owner, just ask like, what are the broken records that you're broken record conversations that you're having in your business? Like the things that you're just repeating over and over and over again, and you're tired of talking about it. Maybe it's on every sales call, on every webinar, or on every orientation call. And just the best way to stop talking about it is to write a book on it and then point to that book. And just keep pointing to that book. And then you don't have to keep answering those questions. So that's kind of like the starting point for most people. Or you know, what do you get paid to do as a knowledge worker? So like narrowing in on an idea. And then actually writing the book, we teach it's a mind map outline write process. And so you're mind mapping all the, this connects to the webinar that we were talking a bit ago. Like that's on my webinar, I walk people through the mind map. And then that shows you like, hey, I've got all these ideas I can cover. This went from a thing I think I might be able to write 2 pages on to this is a full book. So you mind map, you turn that mind map into an outline, you use that outline to write or to speak the book. And then from there, it's moving into, you know, book production, marketing, all that stuff.
He sped right through it. But the biggest secret, in my opinion, was at the tail end where he said, you use the outline to write or speak the book. I can't speak for everybody else, but for me, that's how this has happened here. I love the process of outlining. It's actually fun for those of you who've never tried it. And then once I have an outline, this is actually the room in which I'll come. I grab a HN4 mic. I try to grab a nice mic because that way I can use the audio as the audiobook as well if I'm really going to be lazy about it. And I just kind of look at the outline and I pace around and I talk and I make all kinds of mistakes and I just say, I pause and you hire an audio engineer to chop it out. But worst case, even if I'm not doing that, I just have to audio the book because it comes out of me. And I find a couple hours, 3 hours of audio is more than enough for a great book. And then you hire a great editor, writer to hand it to. And boom, out comes the book. But what I do like about Chandler's process, because I've seen it and I've been through it, it's really awesome. If you've never written a book and never even thought about writing a book, he breaks it down in such a cool way. Chandler, give us, before I'm going to ask you some questions. Like, first of all, you've waved around that book published. I want to know how people can get it. I want people to watch your webinar. But before we get to that, give us like one, blow my mind, blow our listeners' minds, like one like writing book secret where you're like, no one would have thought of this. This is, you know, something that someone's going to go, oh my God, poof, I'm going to put you on the spot.
I've got nothing. No, I'm just kidding. I'll maybe a little bit more to marketing because the speaking thing I think is a big takeaway. A couple things related to marketing. So everyone's focused on SEO on Google. I always like to say like Google is a search engine of browsers. Amazon is a search engine of buyers. So when people go to Amazon, they're there for one reason and one reason only, that's to buy stuff. They have their credit card on file and it's much easier to rank for key terms, right? Vertical SEO, so ranking per platform. So just like, so for me, I look at that as a huge opportunity. And one of the things that we do is, you speaking of webinar and stuff like that. And one thing that I do that I haven't really seen anyone else do it, and if they did, they're probably copying me, is at the beginning of the book, I give away audio and video for free. And so it's the audio book of the actual book. And then the video is the webinar, right? So now right at the beginning of the book, when they start reading this, well, what's the last thing they probably want to do or have time to do is actually read this book. And there's a stat that I think it's 20% of books that get started get finished. So no one is finishing books. It's really sad. But people start the book and then they say, oh man, I could just download the audio book and listen to that while I'm at the gym or on my way to work or whatever. Or I could just watch this video that's going to give me the overview. That's a webinar. So I can teach them the main points. Obviously there's a call to action to book a call with my team. We're ascending from reader to buyer in that process. But now where this gets even a layer further, and I think this might be the mind-blowing piece for some people, is when you've seen the look inside feature on Amazon.
Yeah.
Right. Well, now all of a sudden, like people can click that feature. They can preview the first 10% of the book. Well, guess what they see? Free audiobook, free webinar. And so now all of a sudden we're just funneling thousands of leads off of Amazon into my ecosystem. And so people think like, oh my gosh, Chandler's an idiot. He doesn't even know that I can download his audiobook without even buying his book. But of course I know that. And that lead is worth significantly more to me than the $3 I would have gotten if they bought my Kindle book or, you know, whatever else. So we're ascending and adding huge value. I mean, the perceived value of a free audiobook, it's like, oh my gosh, I like this guy already. He just gave me a $15, $20 audiobook for free. And I'm going to, whatever this guy's doing, I want to be a part of that because this is awesome.
That was slick. Mind blown. Hats off, sir. I didn't think of that. Now, the problem is I know Jeff Bezos listens to this podcast, so I hope he skips this particular one. Wow, dude, that's awesome. That's a sneaky little strategy, and I like it. I click on Look Inside for every book I've ever bought. I don't think I've ever bought a book because of the Curious George mind. So powerful. Dude, people want to learn more. I already know I can read their minds. I've already asked them to stalk you on your personal Facebook. I'm not sure if I should have done that, but that's where you post the good stuff. Where else can people find your, you know, give, okay, I'll ask pointed questions. Where can they get that book? Where can someone get the published book?
Yeah, so self-publishingschool.com/published, or there's like, we have one main, it's our post on how to write a book, and it's got like everything linked up in there. There's, you can get a free copy of this there. There's a link to the webinar there. There's also really slick, it's called the Book Outline Template Generator. So you press a couple buttons and it'll spit out like a 25-page Google Doc that you can literally just, it's pre-formatted. You got the table of contents, you got the copyright page, you got like all that, and you can just start typing into the book. So for a lot of people, if you don't want to stare at a blank page, you can get.
Where can they go to get this? Self-publishing school.
Yeah, I think it's our how to write a book post. So I think it's self-publishing school. It's going to be ridiculous, like /how-to-write-book. But that's the main spot. And honestly, if you Google anything about writing and publishing books, you'll probably either land on self-publishing school website or self-publishing.com, which is the other main property that we have.
Cool. Yeah, go to self-publishing.com. Or if you want to get his book, go to Amazon, find it, click on the look inside feature and just grab it from the first two pages. And you'll get the webinar link that way too, because the next thing I was going to ask you is, where's the webinar? We'll post all these links for you guys in the show notes. So if you want to go to onikpodcast.com, find his podcast episode, and we'll post everything we can in the show notes. And if you're on YouTube, we'll post it in the description below. Any social media that you're particularly active in for people to follow you? Was it
literally only Facebook, man? That's it. And so that's the only one I have. I mean, we're active from a company perspective on a couple, but really just Facebook.
Find me there.
What about the company? Where can people follow the company? Is there any particular social media for that?
Yeah, Facebook as well. It's kind of the main one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. This has been an awesome episode. Thank you for being so giving with your information and revealing everything. I hope every single person listening takes action. If you don't have a book, I again repeat, I am a believer. I've got more, by the way, that they couldn't fit here. I need to get like more stands. I could not endorse what Chandler's doing more. It really is the best way to grow and scale, especially an information business. Chandler, thank you so much for being here today. It was an honor. For those of you listening, if you're on YouTube, you know what to do. Click subscribe, leave a comment. What'd you think of the episode? Leave a comment below, okay? Let Chandler know. He'll read them. Click the thumbs up icon. Click the bell icon. Click everything you can. Tell your grandmother about this episode. Tell everybody about this episode, all right? If you're on iTunes or any of the other platforms, make sure to subscribe. Go to iTunes and leave us a great review. We're on a march to hit 1,000 reviews. We're close. Every week, I pick people who've left us a review, and you win cool stuff. All right, you win prizes, you win cash, you win tchotchkes, you win swag, you win calls with me. So onikpodcast.com for all the links to all the various different places you can listen to our episode. This is Onik Singhal reminding you, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Until next time, fighting entrepreneurs, go out there, make your dreams happen. Signing off.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onik Singhal.